Alpha Canada is dedicated to helping people answer their questions about God. Over the last little while, the way that happens has had to change, but the mission has never changed. Shayla Visser is the National Director of Alpha for Canada. Good morning.
Good morning. It's so good to be with you, Todd. Thanks for having me.
Shayla, tell us about the research that Alpha has recently done into evangelism and what you found out of it.
Well, I think this research that we did in partnership with the Flourishing Congregations Institute has really pointed towards a few things that are hopeful and a few things that maybe we can all work on. And I think the first is people just don't like the word evangelism. It doesn't matter if you're thinking, okay, well, fine, Gen Z, those teenagers, they don't like the word evangelism, or millennials. No, it seems that we don't have a unified language or even common aims in the church in Canada. And truthfully, even pastors have a preference for sharing our faith through actions, which everybody can agree with. That is very important. But I think that the surprising part is that not everyone agrees it's right to share our faith with others in hopes that they will become a Christian. And I think that was surprising given, you know, it wasn't just 2,000, it was 2,700 pastors across the country filled it in, which is very substantial. And 65% of them said that evangelism has not been a priority for their church in the past several years. And we just expected perhaps it would have been increasing over the pandemic, but in fact it hasn't.
Well, why do you think that is?
Well, I wonder if, and I really have empathy for pastors. I mean, the weight that they've had to carry, particularly since the pandemic hit, is enormous. You know, so many churches coming back in person this fall and just wondering who's going to be there. So I think pastors have one of the toughest jobs. I do think, however, there's an opportunity for us to look beyond our church walls and say, what's happening in the culture around us? And as you're probably so aware of, people are asking very significant questions. The pain that might have been hidden before in the lives and hearts of people is showing up everywhere. We see mental illness increase. We see the questions around purpose increasing. Loneliness has increased. People's longing for connection in person has increased. And I think the church has so much to offer. I wonder if evangelism had become less important to lots of people. And I think it's because methods that have existed for the last 50 years are no longer what people want to use. I think we've forgotten what evangelism biblically looks like. That sometimes methods are wonderful. That's why we have Alpha. You know, here's a product and a tool that can be put in the hands of a church. But at the end of the day, evangelism is joining a conversation the Holy Spirit is already having with another person. I think we've forgotten that we have the joy and privilege of entering into conversations with friends and family and coworkers that the Holy Spirit has already started. We're not the first ones. Right. And when we start to remember that, I think it increases our activation, it increases our joy, and it increases our desire to see other people come to know Jesus.
Well, during the times that we're living in, what has changed for Alpha and what has really stayed the same?
Well, I think what's stayed the same is our desire to serve the church so that they could connect well with their community. Even during the pandemic, Alpha Online has taken off. It's been so fun because people weren't limited to, hey, I'm only inviting my neighbors who can drive to my church or drive to my house to take Alpha, but actually they could run it online. We have heard story after story of guests who have said to us, I would have never gone to Alpha in person. I feel much safer being on Zoom or Microsoft Teams where I can, you know, just press leave and I'm done this meeting. But instead, they found themselves being more vulnerable, authentic. And so we've heard time and time again of people who have met Jesus on Zoom, on Alpha. So we've loved it. We have loved this opportunity we had never expected before the pandemic as a way that people could reach not just their neighbors, but their friends and family that live in different cities, different provinces, and sometimes even different countries. I know my Alpha Online that I ran starting in the beginning of February, I had friends who I went to university with who are based in Ontario and Calgary, and then friends locally here in Vancouver. And the friendships, the depth of conversation around faith and Jesus has been remarkable. I just love it. And it really took the pandemic for Alpha anywhere in the world to really see the opportunity online.
Sheila Visser is the National Director for Alpha Canada. You can reach them at alphacanada.org. Thanks, Sheila.
Thanks, Todd. Great to be with you this morning.